USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is going after congressional Democrats, accusing them of dragging Attorney General William Barr's name through the mud.
So now they're slandering a distinguished public servant because the real world has disappointed them. Instead of taking a deep breath and coming back to reality, our colleagues across the aisle want to shoot the messenger and keep the perpetual outrage machine right on going.
On Tuesday, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signs an abortion bill into law. The LIFE Act bill bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, and that can be as early as 6 weeks.
Georgia is a state that values life. We protect the innocent. We champion the vulnerable. We stand up and speak for those unable to speak for themselves.
Similar bills have been passed in states such as Mississippi, Kentucky, and Ohio. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is on Capitol Hill testifying. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying this morning before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee and answering questions regarding Attorney General Bill Barr's statement at a recent hearing that spying occurred on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election by the FBI.
The Attorney General is seeking to understand better the circumstances at the Department and the FBI relating to how this investigation started, and we're working to help him.
A trial is underway over a lawsuit filed against the federal government over damages caused by Hurricane Harvey's floodwaters in Texas. Homeowners and businesses in West Texas claim the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers deliberately flooded parts of private property back in 2017 after the storm. The plaintiffs say the government used private property for storage of floodwaters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says the Department of Homeland Security must stop the madness of the expanded catch-and-release policy that has allowed more than 161,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to be released in the United States since December. Kobach also tells Fox News,
we just got news that April was another record month, recent record of more than 100,000 people apprehended at the border. So we've had 2 months in a row with over 100,000, so they're continuing to come. There's no more bed space at the detention centers, so we have got to address this crisis, because what's happening is most of them are making fraudulent claims of asylum. They have no basis for it, but they claim it. And then they're being turned loose in the United States and said, come back in 6 years for your hearing. And in the meantime, we're giving out work permits to most of them. So we've got to stop giving out these permits, and food stamps, by the way. We've got to stop giving out the benefits, and we've got to stop turning people loose in the United States who probably have no basis for claiming asylum.
And as far as testing the DNA of families who turn themselves in at the border, Kobach believes...
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We have seen many, many cases where it's discovered after the fact that either the coyotes put together this minor with this person who's an adult, or they came in, they conspired together when they left the home country. But yeah, there are all kinds of fraudulent claims, not only of asylum, but fraudulent claims that the minor belongs to some sort of family unit.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.